No, I listen to it all the time. I tell all my friends to smack it raw.
Following podcast contains mature content. The views and opinions expressed by the co-host are not necessarily those of the host. Listener discretion is advised. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Smackin' Raw podcast episode 217. I am your host, the Warden Matt Ritter. I am here almost as always with my co-host, Pornhub Poppy, Daddy Delgado, and the former Seamus Stan. Vince, what's going on?
Daddy's home, Matt. Daddy is home. Unfortunately, I'm not bringing that Seamus Stan gimmick back home here to the Smackin' Raw podcast. I unfortunately killed it with our WWE draft, given that I didn't draft him number one and didn't even get a chance to draft him altogether. So I think it's safe to say that I can't really bring that energy anymore.
We didn't come alone, though. Ladies and gentlemen, from the Marks with Mics, we have Mr. 6'9" JT. JT, how you doing?
What's going on, yo, gang, Smackin' Raw podcast. We in there.
And, of course, also making his Pornhub debut along with JT, we got El Cheech. El Cheech, man, what's going on?
Going on, El Cheech en la casa, you know.
Hey.
Looking forward to, chop it up with you guys. Very interesting to be in here for show. And, Seamus is a free agent, man. You should be happy. We're going to get a lot of Seamus.
So, for a quick rundown for any of you Marks with Mike fans who don't know how the Smackin' Raw podcast works, we're going to do a little news and rumors. I'm going to plug Young Kings Wrestling and those Black Lives Matter shirts real quick here in a minute. But when we get into the actual meat of the show, what's going to happen is I'm going to have JT or El Cheech pick a show that they want to start with. And then I will run down a brief yet completely biased view of what happened on that show. Then I will ask them what they're swallowing. We'll talk about what they liked and what they're spitting, what they didn't like. We'll do an overall spit or swallow for the show. And then at the end, we'll talk about what our favorite show of the week was. Obviously, Dynamite has not aired as we record this, so we're not going to talk about Dynamite. But we got Raw, SmackDown, NXT, and Rampage to talk about. And boy, SmackDown and Rampage were something last night. So let's get into it. First and foremost, ladies and gentlemen, Young Kings Wrestling, our guys over there have those Black Lives Matter t-shirts. Right now, you can get the pink version for Breast Cancer Awareness Month. Those shirts, which you can find on my pinned tweet at Matt Ritter, this is at M-A-T-T-R-I-D-D-E-R, not only support the Black Lives Matter movement, which we believe in, not the organization, but also this month, the money is also being donated to breast cancer awareness causes in support of that. So any of those pink shirts you buy, money goes towards that. So if you guys either support Breast Cancer Awareness or Black Lives Matter, please go check them out. Get those shirts because they're fucking dope. I got it on good authority that we should be getting the Wolfpack red Black Lives Matter shirts here very, very soon. Looking forward
fingers
to that.
Fingers crossed.
News and rumors real quick. We got Amanda Huber added to the community outreach team for AEW, which is, I think, great that AEW has employed her, continue to support that family, giving her a job. And obviously it's not an on-screen role, which is cool because I don't know how she'd be on screen or if she'd be comfortable, but they still found a spot for her in the company. How do you guys feel about that?
Go ahead, Vince, tell it.
I mean, I think it's just kind of cool to go ahead and like help her out, make her feel included. Obviously, when you lose a loved one like that, you need community, you need continuity with people around you, and just feel the love from everyone around you. WWE did similar things with Vic Guerrero and even with the Ultimate Warrior's wife. I'm drawing a blank on her name, but it's Dana Warrior. Yeah. There you go. Yeah, it's really nice to see. It's a nice little heartwarming thing. And again, it's not on screen. It's stuff that she's actually going to be able to contribute to the team of AEW. So I'm all for it, man. It was a nice gesture on their part.
the right thing to do. If you think about it, you know, like somebody that pretty much was part of your company for whatever time it was, is just a testament of the type of, let's say, business they're running, that they acknowledging that, like you said, Dana Warrior, Vicky Guerrero, which she was annoying as fuck, but then, you know, it grew, up, grew on us, you know, let's give it to her. She actually did progress as the time went by, but the fact that it's behind the scenes is a big plus, because, you know, sometimes in this day and age, cancel culture or whatever, it's like everything could be portrayed different. Like, oh, they just doing it just to capitalize on this guy or whatever, which that's the way it seems. But it's just the motives and the people involved know what the intention is. And at the end of the day, you know, it comes out. So I give my tap, you know, tap my hat to
tip my hat.
Tony Khan.
Tip and tap.
Say another drugs.
Tip and tap.
Yeah.
No, and you make a good point there, because we've seen how people reacted at a negative one being part of the Dark Order and on TV and all the comments on the internet. As we all know, 90% of the internet's full of assholes, especially on Twitter. Everyone's got an opinion and they got to share it, and normally it's negative as shit. So, yeah, having her off screen, fantastic. How are you guys feeling about the Iconics announced for Bound for Glory?
I like it.
I'm for it, man.
I don't like that they just got a title shot like right off the bat. Y'all ain't do shit. Y'all just showed up. We here.
I think it was like, who cares? You know, because fuck y'all. What the fuck have y'all done? You know what I mean? Like, I don't know. I never really was a fan, even though I was there when they won the title behind an Australian guy. So I was cheering for them. I was drunk anyway. But like, I think they could have started in a different way or unannounced. You know what I mean? It's kind of like, please buy our, you know, our pay-per-view. You know, well, like, I hate when they do that.
You figure only five people watch Impact, so they got to get the name out there.
Yeah, I mean, it's right. You know what I mean? Like, it's true, because I stopped watching it once they pulled it off from YouTube. I mean, not YouTube, Twitch. Mm-hmm. I could, you know, I wasn't able to watch it. I was trying to watch it, but it's hard. And I see they doing stuff, but nothing against Tennessee, you know, but it's just the same crowd. It just doesn't do it for me. You know what I mean? Like, you go to Philly or go, you know what I mean? Like, and not even that, because they probably just, you know what I mean? Like, hijack your show. You know what I mean? But they got so much potential, man. But it's just something about them that they just feel the ball. But good for them. You know what I mean? Good for them.
So for me with Impact, there's cheesy that I like. Like, there's a certain way to do cheesy in wrestling that works. And Impact, I feel like they're trying to be cheesy. And you can tell that they're trying to be cheesy with a lot of the backstage stuff they do. And that doesn't work for me. Like, R-Truth comes out, he's funny. Some of the stuff he says is kind of corny, but we all laugh. It works. It doesn't seem forced. When I watch Impact, a lot of the stuff feels forced. Like, they're trying to be too funny. They're trying to do this stuff. And it's just, it's not what I enjoy. I've tried watching them a few different times since they've been off Twitch, and especially during the pandemic when Raw was ass in the beginning. I was like, I got to find something else to watch. Impact had tapings with crowds and shit to watch that. And I couldn't get into it. Like, I couldn't get into it.
And you think the fans, the crowd, have to do a lot with it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would say so. Just kind of makes me miss the Impact Zone back in Florida, you know, back in their glory days of TNA. That's when the crowd was a little bit more, like, better. It kind of gave me, like, a Full Sail vibe to it. But going back to the Iconics, or the Inspiration with Two Eyes,
say that.
I gotta make sure you add the Two Eyes at the front. Like, man, I like the Iconics. I always liked them ever since from the jump from NXT. You know, I was a fan of them. Am I okay with them getting the title shot right off the bat without doing anything? Of course I am, because I like the Iconics. They deserve a fucking title shot. There's no one else over there on Impact should be getting title shots. It's like, Kira Hogan's not there anymore. She don't got a tag team over there. What other tag teams did they got over there? Like, it's a big name tag team. If like Christian Cage has shown up, or like some random like WWE guy showed up and got the title shot, I don't think we would have had an issue. I think the only issue here is that they're advertising it. If it was like last minute pop-up situation, sure, why the fuck not? You know, no one would care. But it's because they're advertising, everyone's like, oh, they haven't really done anything. Like, those are fair points that JT was throwing out there, but I'm just biased and I just don't give a fuck. Give them fucking titles. Put the titles on them right now. That'll be the best business decision for them. Probably the biggest names they got in that women's division outside of like Deonna Purrazzo and Jordynne Grace.
And I'm down for seeing more Billie Kay on my TV, so I might
actually. Of course, yeah, exactly. Billie Kay. Exactly, exactly.
So, how do you guys feel about the whole Top Dollar, Young Bucks, sneakers, Twitter bullshit?
Go off, JT. Yo, I can't. I...
my man, yo.
What was this?
Yo, this is all over Twitter. I sent you the thing to your IG. Yo, they've been beefing like all this week. And, you know, Top Dollar said what he said. He said, hey, some of y'all favorite wrestlers only wear sneakers when they're on TV. Basically saying they ain't really about that life. You know what I'm saying? So, and then, you know, the Young Bucks responded with the whole changing their bio. Spent more money on sneakers than the entire NXT roster back in September. So it's like, you know, the tit for tat, it's cool, but what really got me was when my man Top Dollar dropped that freestyle on a Young Buck instrumental. Yo, that right there, my G, plus on top of the fact, like all the metaphors he was using, doing the freestyle, you know, saying, you know, That's the part right there, you know, saying that these boys, they super bad. I son you and all your mans, I'm a super dad. When he said that, I was like, all right, listen, throw in the towel, because right now the Young Bucks really can't do nothing. I mean, I really can't see them writing down a freestyle. And they better call Max Caster. Max Caster is okay, but Top Dollar.
Now, Max Caster is trash, first off.
Thank you.
I cannot stand Max Caster and his bullshit-ass raps. It almost makes me miss old-school John Cena, because at least those were entertaining and funny. He's not even funny, dude. He kills me. I have not listened to the Top Dollar freestyle yet, but Vince was actually just telling me about it before we got started. I need to check that out. I'm stoked to shit for that.
That 5'8" line really kind of hit close to home, to be honest with you guys. But it was still good, still good, still good.
Not all of us can be 6'9", so you know.
Yeah. It's a blessing. Man. It's a blessing.
Or sound like Faison Love on a podcast. all right, so speaking of Patreon. Speaking of Patreon, one of our patrons submitted a topic for us. So real quick, I want to talk about how you guys feel about Bobby Lashley's title reign as WWE champion. He wants us to talk about the almighty WWE champion, our overall thoughts on his title reign. You know, we'll talk about who our favorite opponent of his was, you know, maybe some of the hits or misses that we could have got or didn't get. So Vince, overall, Bobby Lashley's title reign.
Overall, this is a total swallow, just because I've been waiting for WWE to put the strap on Bobby Lashley from the jump back in like 05, 06 when he debuted back on SmackDown. And him getting the actual WWE title, not the Universal title, just felt that much more significant. It just coming off the heels of like Kofi Kingston like losing the title so abruptly, it was nice to actually see that man get a nice dominant run. Since right before WrestleMania, right, because he beat The Miz for it, like going into WrestleMania, so it was a few weeks into it. You could say, like, what he held it for, like what, like 10 months, like 6 months or so. My math's not the best. I don't have the calendar in front of me, but it was a lengthy run. It was a lengthy run. I want to swallow it. Anything Bobby Lashley does, everything by Hurt Business, I want to go ahead and swallow. It was all fantastic. In terms of like best opponent, though, I think my favorite opponent was Kofi. I think his matches, the series with Kofi Kingston, was very interesting. And it was just great to see two black men fighting for the top championship in all of WWE, the WWE title. So it's nice to see. I loved it.
Cheech.
Look at that start. They dropped the ball. They dropped the ball with Lashley from the get-go. You know, then finally, things got started getting traction. We got the Hurt Business. And, of course, they dropped the ball. They fucked it up. And now they're trying to bring it back. You know, well, it's back, but let's see how long. He should have been booked as a machine, indestructible, you know, let's say on some Brock Lesnar shit. Mm-hmm. But I do not know what's the problem. That was there. It's like it's sitting right there in front of me. Brock Lesnar versus Lesnar. I mean, Brock Lesnar versus Lashley.
It's okay. Matt had the similar issue earlier on.
Yeah. No, it's some good shit. No, but you had that shit right there in front of you. You know what I mean? And for some reason, when you think it's going to happen, it didn't happen. And to me, ever since Lashley came back, that was the match. That was the match that was supposed to happen. And it never happened. So it lost. Like, Lashley's reign... look at how he won it. He big, you know what I mean? And I don't know. It just, they dropped the ball, man. And I think they could do better. And I see now that it seems like they realized that and they're going to try it back again. Mm-hmm. But we just need new, fresh matchup. You know what I mean? And let's say when the draft, which the draft didn't make no fucking sense. Because they say it don't go into effect till like a month later or whatever the fuck. It's like, what? Huh?
Don't even get me started on that shit again.
Oh, yeah, man. So anyway, with that being said, perhaps this time around, Lashley, you know what I mean? They'll give us the Lashley that we, you know, I mean, that we actually know he's capable of, you know what I mean? Like being booked and all that shit. Man. But I guess the favorite matchup, was, you know what I mean? I have to say the one with McIntyre, you know? And they had good chemistry, but it was just...
overdone.
The timing was, you know, like I said, overdone, and then there was no, you know, pandemic era and shit like that.
Mm-hmm.
It was like Drew McIntyre, yes, and then it's like, man, what the fuck, this guy again? So, anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So are you spitting or are you swallowing?
Oh, nah, I'm spitting, B.
You're spitting, you're swallowing. JT, what do you got?
Listen, Lashley as a champion, 45 days, what have you. Back to what Cheech was saying, how he won it. You know, we was all happy when he won, regardless how he lost it on the cash in. I mean, that's the only way that you can really see defeating a champion of that magnitude. You get what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Same thing happened to Brock, you know, and Brock's a beast. And back to what Cheech was saying, it should have been capitalized on that Lesnar feud, because when Lesnar came back, I thought Lesnar would have went after Lashley. That was just my mentality. But unfortunately, we didn't get that. Hopefully, we get it at this year's WrestleMania. It ain't too late. But to go ahead, to piggyback off of the whole entire run, did they drop the ball with it? They dropped the ball in a lot of places. The first place where they dropped it at was breaking up the Hurt Business. Mm-hmm. When they broke up the Hurt Business, they already at that point took away some of the mystique of Lashley. Don't get me wrong, Lashley as a unit, not as a singles competitor, but
not
as
the Lana shit.
Man, fuck Lana. No, but
yeah, Lashley did. Lashley did.
So did she spit or swallow? No, but listen, I think that they really messed that part up. They really could have did something with that. The fact they put the Hurt Business back together now, it's kind of like, well, you know, better late than never. But at the same time, it's like you still should have had the momentum. But I will say this, my favorite Lashley match, to be honest, it was against Goldberg. Big meaty man.
Slapping me. Yeah.
Yeah. Real talk. The reason why I'm saying that is because Goldberg, y'all can say what y'all want to say about dude, because I have my grievances against him too. But his last few matches in WWE have not been as bad as his earlier matches. You know, with your Takers and everyone else, like, especially when he put on with Drew McIntyre. at the Royal Rumble? Like,
yo, I don't remember it, to be honest.
You know what I'm saying? So that's my favorite feud. But if I'm going to spit a swallow the whole entire championship run, I'm going to have to swallow that, my G, because it's like Lashley was a dominant champion. I'm going to have to swallow that.
And I'm going to piggyback off what JT said. I express all the same sentiments. So for me, the whole thing was like a roller coaster. It was ups and downs. Like, yeah, we had him as champion. He was doing his stuff with Drew. Then the Drew stuff got old. They broke up the Hurt Business. But then after that, they kind of pulled it out of that nosedive. You got that little bit of the New Day feud. You got your matches with Kofi. You got your match with Goldberg, which is also my favorite match because, again, this is him beating a huge name. It's probably the biggest name he beat. Most recognizable name he beat while he was champion. I say what you want about Goldberg, whether you like him, you don't like him, that's fine. But regardless of that, from what he did in WCW, from what he did in WWE, for who they built Goldberg up to be, Lashley beating him decisively and then beating the shit out of his kid for, you know, being where he didn't belong, it doesn't get better than that. It does not get better than that. So I'm swallowing it as well. It was ups and downs, and a big miss was not doing Lesnar for sure. Hopefully we still do get that. Also, Keith Lee, I would have liked to see at least one Keith Lee feud in there between Lashley and Lee. That would have been nice too to get before he lost the title. But again, we still have time. It's not over. That was just his first run. Hopefully he has a few more. So we'll see where we go from there.
And I'll cheap plug to the WWE draft where I was talking about, like, it was a swallow for Lashley to stay on Raw because that leaves him with the opportunity to kind of like play musical chairs with that WWE title. Because if he goes over to SmackDown, that Universal title isn't going anywhere from Roman. So at least him staying on Raw, I'm not saying within the next few weeks he's going to get the title off of Big E, but I wouldn't be surprised if they do kind of like a WWF, like WWE title run over on Raw, where you have Big E being champion. Maybe Keith Lee can have a run for the title. Now you have like maybe an AJ or Randy or Bobby Lashley. Everyone can have a fair run with the title. Completely believable. I feel like that's the title that's going to change hands the most throughout this next wrestling calendar year. And that's the possibilities there. Like, yes, the reign was what it was. It had its ups and downs. There were a lot of good there. There was a lot of good there, a lot of bad. But it might not be his only run. It might be just one of many runs. He can go down being a 5-time, 6-time, 7-time WWE champion. We don't know that. Hopefully he is.
Do you have something, Cheech? You got all excited there for a second.
I was thinking about the fact that WWE would do a thing like that WWE would do. put the belts back together due to the roster. You know what I mean? Like, I'm pretty sure Becky Lynch, they both shows will benefit having her. You know what I mean? The same thing with Roman. You know what I mean? Like, especially with everything that's going on. Even if people don't want to admit it, AEW. You know what I mean? What about if they go ahead and do that? Just to be, like, shocking, even though we've seen it before. I could see them doing that, getting rid of that belt.
I wouldn't be against it, but we just did a draft. It would have been like, oh, whole waste of the month of October if you're out here just
Vince, we just did a whole ass draft that doesn't take effect for 3 weeks, and they don't even honor the fucking brand split as is. And if you listen to my show, you know I bitch about that all the time. It is my biggest pet peeve.
All the time.
So,
I'm just saying, like, they do stuff that don't make no sense. So pretty much, I wouldn't. You know, I wouldn't be surprised if they actually do that again.
But does wrestling make sense?
No. Cheech, where do you want to start? Raw, SmackDown, Rampage, or NXT?
Wow. Raw was in San Francisco, right?
I think so.
Believe so.
And I guess, you know, they're strict in the mandates over there. And I guess in 17,000... I forgot how many people they could fit there. They only were actually able to fill like not even 4,000 people there. So if you notice, there was a lot of pitch black on Monday, you know, and that kind of took away from Raw also because there wasn't too much like fans, you know what I mean?
And so do you want me to start with Raw?
Yeah.
All right. So we kick off Drew doing a promo. Big E interrupts. They go back and forth about who's going to win at Crown Jewel. The Usos interrupt, come out to stir some shit up. They make a tag match. Usos drop Drew and Big E as they're arguing back and forth. And then backstage, they decide, hey, we got to put our issues aside to deal with these two. So main event, Drew and E versus the Usos. Big E and Drew end up fighting each other. And Drew kind of takes out Big E at the end. This was all basically just kind of like maybe set up for Survivor Series, but also more so set up the Crown Jewel match between Big E and Drew. New Day interview. We talk about what's going to happen if they both win tonight. They don't answer. Ricochet loses to Woods. Then Kofi loses to Jinder. So we got next week, Jinder versus Woods going into Crown Jewel to see who's going to face what we'll talk about later as Finn Balor. We have more RK-Bro. Riddle challenged Omos because he's a fucking idiot. And Randy's like, listen, I didn't tell you to do that dumb shit and I don't have your back. And he's like, oh, okay, Randy. And then Randy didn't have his back. I respect the shit out of that. Mustafa loses to the Hurt Business. Ali puts Mansoor on his ass because they lost again. And then while Mansoor's backstage trying to be all cool about it, he's like, oh, we'll figure it out. We'll work it out. Ali's like, no, bitch. I told you I'm done. And puts him on his ass again. Gonna beat some sense into that man.
Fantastic.
Shayna defeats Dana Brooke again. Moves on. Charlotte, Sasha, and Bianca all have promos for their match later. We got Riddle versus Omos. Riddle comes out and starts babbling about, you know, bullshit, hoping Randy's gonna show up. And then he's like, all right, Randy, now. And there's no fucking Randy. So AJ demands they start the match. And then as AJ is directing traffic for Omos to kill Riddle, plays a little bit too much after the match and catches an RKO. So Randy does finally show up to RKO AJ, but also lets Riddle get destroyed, which made me super happy. Anytime Omos squashes Riddle, I have a good night. We got a Lashley promo for Crown Jewel. Basically, he says he can't be beat, let alone killed. So fuck you, Goldberg. And fuck you, kid. Matt Hardy loses to Austin Theory. And then Jeff Hardy loses to Austin Theory. Sorry, I always go to the better Hardy. Loses to Austin Theory. And then Jeff almost gets the win because the 24-7 shit like interrupts the match, but still gets rolled up and loses. I'm sure all those Jeff Hardy fans are really happy that he didn't stay in the 24-7 division. We got a dope-ass promo for Chucky, which debuted after, because I'm a big horror movie fan. You can see him back there. He's hanging out with us. Where he's watching like clips from WWE and kind of commentating on it and everything. So that was a fun little crossover that we got because that debuted after NXT the next night. Bianca and Sasha versus Becky and Charlotte. The whole match breaks down, gets restarted. Becky ends up getting the pin, but the whole thing was kind of a big mess. Mm-hmm. Doudrop defeats Natalya to move on. And that was basically Monday Night Raw. So what are we swallowing, if anything, for Monday Night Raw?
Let our guests go first.
Absolutely.
Go ahead, Chiefs. I know you very anxious. Got him.
Oh, man. Yeah. My bad. I'm going to come down. I'm trying to remember now that part, you know, Lashley coming out about the way he talked about, you know, about Goldberg. I'm definitely swallowing all that, you know, and spitting back out and swallowing again. That was some good shit right there.
Damn, Madison.
Yeah, no, I mean, we got Bobby Lashley out there again. He told Goldberg, basically, fuck you, fuck your kid. If he gets involved again, it won't be an accident. You can't kill me. I can't be beat. Big E got lucky. I'll see you at Crown Jewel. One of Lashley's better promos. It's weird having Lashley out there without MVP to talk to him for him. Mm-hmm. So him getting some mic time isn't a bad thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
JT, what are you swallowing?
Well, since Cheech already swallowed Bobby Lashley, I'm gonna go ahead and probably swallow the women's division, to be honest, just because it's the women's division. Bianca Belair, Sasha, I mean, even though it was promos, Let's give it up for Bianca Belair getting better and better each and every single time she picks up a microphone, because we can go back to NXT where it was kind of rough to get to a Bianca Belair promo. But, you know, now, you know, looking at her now, she's definitely came a long way. Also, can I swallow something else?
Yeah, you can swallow as much as you want.
Okay. All right, cool. I definitely want to go ahead and swallow. Let's swallow that tag match, that mixed tag match between Big E. I'm not mixed tag match. I'm sorry. Big E and Drew versus the Usos. Let's talk about that. Gotta swallow that for the simple fact. Good chemistry, but the end of that match, that big ass knot on Drew McIntyre's head. That right there, listen, wrestler or no wrestler, after the show, you gotta come see me, bro. Like, for damn, after the show, we can knuckle up right here. Like, how am I supposed to go home to my family looking like this? I'm a monster. If y'all don't know what I'm talking about, go back and listen to the Mike Tyson post interview after he bit off of Ben Holyfield's ear. But I gotta swallow that.
Okay. Interesting. For me, I want to specifically swallow Sasha pulling Bianca's braid to like pull her back into the corner when she was getting into it. Like, I thought that was fucking hilarious. I didn't even catch it during the actual match. I just saw the clip of it on Twitter and then just like a pop for it. I want to swallow Woods versus Ricochet because I thought it was a fantastic match. I think it was my favorite match of the entire like episode of Raw from start to finish. It was just fantastic. It was great. And it's always just nice to see Woods gain some shine because he's always kind of treated as like the third member of New Day, because like Kofi's like the vet. Like he's always treated like a third wheel. And it's always nice to go ahead and see Woods get some shine. And then last swallow is Big E's promo when he was talking about juices and nectars and like nipples and shit. It was fucking fantastic. And then how then he's backstage with Drew. It's like, I saw how your dimples were percolating or whatever the fuck he was saying when he was talking about like the juices and the nectars flowing. I love Big E. I feel like he's smacking the Raw certified wrestler for sure. For
100%. I'm going to swallow Omos, Crush, and Riddle. I'm going to swallow that every week and five times on Sunday.
You really hate Riddle, bro.
Listen, man. If you ever got mistaken for a wrestler and someone threatened to have you castrated because they thought you were that wrestler, you would not like that man either. I mean, I had someone straight up.
Your last name is similar, bro.
Yeah, I know. And I was just getting my name out there. Then this motherfucker shows up in WWE and ruins everything. crush him every week. What about spitting? What didn't you guys like from this week?
If I may, I want to go ahead because it's contradicting to what JT was saying. I'm spitting the women's division right now because.
Hold on. You're not spitting the women's division. I know where you're going with this. You're spitting the Queen's Crown tournament, correct?
Yes. So the two matches in the Queen's Crown tournament felt very short. Like, I'm not liking what they're doing with the Queen's Crown. It was supposed to be on par with the King of the Ring. And even the King of the Ring is falling a little flat on its head right now, for my opinion. Like, I don't like the way they're treating the tournaments. Maybe they should have just had it all one night on one pay-per-view. It would have felt a little bit better. Maybe actually have some legitimate people in there that you want to win that tournament. Nothing against Zelina Vega, but why the fuck is she in the finals? You know, when you have options like a Toni Storm or a Liv Morgan that can use that opportunity to rise up the ranks in that women's division. Heck, maybe a Bianca Belair. It would be nice to see. Like,
Bianca's just got two title shots.
Give everything to Bianca. Bianca deserves it all, man. Like
Queen of the Ring, Raw champion, SmackDown champion, all of that.
Yeah. Just give her all. Give her the WWE title. Shit, you know, pull a Katie and give her the IC title too. You know, do all that.
She would be the EST then. I mean,
yeah. The matches were just too short. I just don't like the concept of the Queen's Crown right now. Like, tournament hasn't hit. The tag match, I love everyone involved in that tag match, but it was a fucking mess. It was a clusterfuck, and not in the best way possible. I just couldn't get into the match itself, and I just kind of want to like move on past it. So, and that's saying something because I love Bianca and I love Sasha. Sasha's like my second favorite wrestler of all time, and I still like, I just wasn't feeling that tag match. And then Matt would be proud of this. I want to spit the fact that the brand split is non-existent for like 2-3 weeks. Like, fuck that bullshit. Just like, I agree with Matt because I saw Matt's tweet. It's like, okay, I understand that like the brand split is in limbo right now for the next few weeks, but if you were drafted to SmackDown and you were already on SmackDown, you have no business being on Raw. The only way that you can be on Raw is if you were moved over to SmackDown, but technically still pertain to Raw. That's the
or
only
drafted
way.
To Raw from
or SmackDown. Drafted to Raw from SmackDown. Yes, but if you were on SmackDown and got drafted back to SmackDown, we should not be seeing the bloodline on SmackDown.
Raw,
you know, Raw. That's what I meant. Yeah. But yeah, that's what I want to spit.
Make it make sense. Cheech, you spitting anything?
Yeah, definitely that that little exchange between McIntyre and Big E.
you like, were feeling it?
Nah. I mean, some of it, you know what I mean? But
yeah,
then, like,
you weren't feeling the juices and the nectar and the nipples. You weren't feeling all that conversation? Those were conversational topics you were feeling?
Nah, man, like I wasn't like, what the fuck this come from, you know what I mean? It took me out of you know, by surprise.
I mean, it came from a man who let another man oil him up on camera and then had sex with the Money in the Bank on the top turnbuckle. That's where it came from. And that is my kind of WWE champion. That is a Pornhub certified WWE champion right there.
Yeah. But the other one, definitely that almost and Riddle, you know, it just, I don't know, man. AJ Styles should be doing something else. I just don't know why almost is still, you know, getting shine when you have Braun Strowman. But anyway, yeah, and that match with the girls, you know, I definitely spit in that because we've seen that so many times and it looked like hot shot. You know, put that shit together. Yeah.
Fair enough. JT, you got anything?
So if I am going to spit, I don't like the way they play with my emotions.
I don't think most people do, JT.
They give us this Queen's Crown tournament, and I'm like, I'm happy for it because people have been talking about it. It's like, oh, finally, a Queen of the Ring, Queen of the Ring. And we get the Queen's Crown. Okay, I'll take that name. But not now match has surpassed 3 minutes. But then again, most guys can't surpass 3 minutes either. That's a porn or a topic right there. But
wouldn't be a good Pornhub video if that was the topic.
I mean, let's be honest. If you're watching the Pornhub video and you ain't win in 3 minutes, maybe you should wrap it up. Just saying. 50 seconds to the video, I'm asleep. But back to what I was saying. back to what I was saying. Yeah, the Queen's Crown, that whole thing with them little short matches, like, I kind of feel like they playing us right now. Like, we giving y'all what y'all want, but we not giving y'all what y'all want. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. It's just a tip.
Yeah, but just putting in the tip, just a little bit, just a tip. You know, if you're going to put it in, put it all the way in. Don't just put the tip in there. It's like, but the other thing that I'm saying is Ricochet and versus Woods. I'm not spitting out the match. I'm spitting out the fact that, damn, man, it was his birthday. Y'all could at least give him a W.
I thought you were just bringing up Ricochet because you said just a tip. But anyway.
I will say that I kind of wanted Ricochet to win that King of the Ring just so he can do the King Ricochet gimmick that he was doing in the Indies. You know,
it's not going to happen, but Xavier Woods needs to win this fucking tournament. Like, it's not going to happen, but it needs to happen.
He was the one outspoken about the, you know, bringing it back and all this. And he got the shit rolling. That's his shit.
All Xavier Woods wanted, this man needs to win. I understand it's in Saudi Arabia and you're either going to have Jinder Mahal crowned in Saudi Arabia as your King of the Ring because it's built for a heel, or they may go with Finn Balor to promote him from Prince to King. More than likely, Xavier's not even making it to Saudi Arabia, but he is the person that should be winning this. No point did I ever think that Xavier was going to lose to Ricochet and Ricochet was going to move on. If he lost the first round, I would have lost my shit.
I wouldn't have been surprised, man.
Disrespectful. Yeah. Monday Night Raw overall, we spitting or swallowing?
I think I'm going to spit. I don't think there was enough good on Raw this week, so it's going to get spat.
Yeah, they didn't drink enough water. I'm spitting.
I'm going to have to spit that one as well. I swallowed Raw the previous week, but definitely spitting this week.
I'm with you guys. JT, SmackDown, Rampage, NXT, where you want to go next?
Oh, let's go ahead and go to, I tell you what, let's go to SmackDown.
SmackDown. All right, so we kick SmackDown off with Edge. He comes out, talks about how him and Seth are very much alike, kind of puts Seth over for the star that he is. Then Edge says he's going to end Seth in Hell in a Cell. And the whole time we got Seth backstage smirking and watching the Titantron, just happy that Edge is saying his name. Finn defeats Sami Zayn to move on to the finals of the King of the Ring tournament. We got a Seth promo. He talks about not being afraid, how he's got the advantage going into this match because, according to him, he spent more time in Hell in a Cell than Edge has, and that he's in Edge's head. Yeah, I felt the same way. Carmella loses to Zelina Vega. So before the match, they have a little chat, and Zelina's like, we're the better women. Let's go out there. We won't hit each other in the face. We'll just have a good old wrestling match. Well, Carmella fucks that up, kicks Zelina in the face. Then all bets are off. Zelina's going for her face. Carmella runs out to go get her mask. Liv's out there, got the mask. Liv kind of goes at her. Mella runs in, gets rolled up, loses. Zelina moves on to the main event, or to the finals of the Queen's Crown tournament. We got a Sheamus package, which Vince doesn't give two shits about because his Sheamus Stan gimmick is now dead. Fucking happy talk. They talk shit about Kevin Owens. Boogs and Knock interrupt, give bad jokes. And then, yeah, that was really it. We got a tag title street fight that was fucking amazing. Street Profits lose to the Usos. They tore this motherfucker down. What we thought was the main event, Becky loses to Sasha. You got Bianca on commentary. Bianca gets a little bit of revenge on Becky for the bullshit that she's been pulling recently, and whips her arms, so she has to let go. Becky distracted, ends up catching a backstabber and gets pinned by Sasha. And then in our main event, we have a contract signing during the commercial-free half hour on FS1. Paul tells Roman that everything in the contract's there. Go ahead and sign it. Brock grabs it, signs it, doesn't look at it. Roman's like, listen, are you some kind of idiot? You don't even read the contract. You just sign it. What, are you just some big, dumb country boy? Brock goes, dude, I read it this morning with my advocate, Paul Heyman, and then just gets up and just drops that bomb and leaves. And Roman does not know what to do with this information. He looks angry and confused, and yeah. What are we swallowing from SmackDown?
Ooh, Vince, I'm going to let you go ahead and start, bro.
Well, first off, I got to swallow my girl Sasha Banks out here giving us another banger with Becky Lynch. I thought that match was fantastic. They gave it a really good time. That tag match as well, Street Profits, Usos, they always fucking deliver. That was fantastic. I'm all for Big Booty Brock out here stirring the pot, you know, creating tension between Paul Heyman and Roman Reigns, you know, just saying like advocate and what. Yeah, you know, it's, hey, you know what? He's been bigger ever since he returned. I'm assuming everywhere all around got bigger. You know, I'm just saying, you know, I've noticed some things.
All right. So Vince, you guys do your spits. If I'm not back, get started on the swallows. I'll be right back.
Okay. I think he meant it the other way around, but that's what I'm swallowing so far. I'm liking what Brock Lesnar's been doing with Roman Reigns and Paul Heyman. The tension on what side who Paul Heyman's going to be siding with, fucking fantastic. And yeah, like I said, Sasha again putting on a great match with Becky Lynch, and just the Usos and Street Profits killing it. What about you guys?
Go ahead, Cheech.
Yeah, I'm definitely swallowing that Becky Lynch and Sasha Banks match. They went in and they're needle movers, both of them, you know what I mean? So that's what we got. So she beats her. So now I guess they go into a Crown Apple, and that should be a banger. But you know the 30 minutes that we were, commercial free, and the shit that you gave, the fans, even though, another contract sign. Like, I'm definitely spitting that. It's like, what the fuck? You know what I mean? I don't want to see that. Just be more creative, It's like,
I feel you.
Yeah, definitely. But other than that, the show, because I was kind of checking out what match was going on by when the buy-in, started and all that stuff, and it just totally, it didn't amount to what I was expecting, It seems like we're not going to worry about what's happening over there, So, yeah, the rest, I only swallow that Sasha Banks, but the rest I spit.
Okay. What about you, JT?
Well, you mean Vince talked that entire time I was gone?
No.
Nah.
No.
Okay.
So if I'm going to swallow anything, I definitely got to swallow the street fight. Mm-hmm. That's going to get swallowed all day. Swallowed up. No gag reflex. That's going right through. I definitely got to swallow also Sasha versus Becky. Very good match, Sasha versus Becky, Bianca out there on commentary, all three women getting involved. I love that. I'm definitely swallowing that. Then I also got to swallow, you might not like it, but I am going to swallow the contract signing only because Thot Heyman out here is messy. Yeah, his new name is Thot Heyman. It ain't Paul, it's Thot. This man is everywhere. He don't know if he want to get in bed with Brock. He don't know if he want to get in bed with Roman. He don't know if he want to have a threesome. Like, he gotta get this shit together. But I'm definitely swallowing that. And tell you what, one more thing that I want to swallow from that show is definitely the Edge and Seth Rollins exchange on promos.
Okay.
Only because this feels like a good buildup, for a match of this magnitude. But if I'm going to spit anything out, it's going to be Zelina Vega going up against Carmella.
For sure.
See, I'm swallowing that. I'm swallowing Zelina and Carmella because I like the story that they told in the match. Obviously, it wasn't a long match. Did Zelina and Carmella need to have a match? No, it should have either been Zelina and Liv or Carmella and Tony, depending on who's going to. So it's a babyface versus heel. Two heels shouldn't have won in the first round. I agree with that. But I like the exchange backstage. I like the idea of you don't need to bring the mask down. We're good. We won't hit each other in the face. And then Carmella's the one to actually break it and hit her in the face. Carmella going for the mask and that being the downfall of her match. Liv showing up, continuing that. So I'm actually swallowing that match just for the little bit of storytelling and stuff that they did in it. I enjoyed that. I thought it was kind of fun. I'm swallowing basically everything you said, the contract signing. I don't know which one's the side chick and which one's the main chick. If Roman's the main chick and Brock's the side chick, or if Brock's the main chick, I think they both think they're the main chick. I don't know what's going on there, but Paul definitely slipped up and let them find out about each other. And now he's stuck in the middle, needs to figure some shit out.
It'd be like that sometimes.
The women's
He lucky. Paul Heyman is lucky. This is TV and this one in the hood. This would have been a totally different situation. A totally different situation. Yeah. I read the contract when Paul came through. Oh, so you let this bitch out? Like that whole entire situation.
You know what?
Totally left.
I stay with the notion and the idea that the messy one here is Brock. And I want to say and I want to believe that Paul Heyman has been faithful for the first time in his illustrious career to Roman Reigns and hasn't actually been dipping his toes into the Brock Lesnar pool. I honestly do believe this is just Brock Lesnar just fucking shit up just to see the world Roman Reigns built to burn.
So what you saying is Brock Lesnar is basically Ray J, kind of like I hit it first type mm-hmm. of bullshit. And just
exactly, exactly, exactly.
Well, we all know that Heyman's clearly got a best tongue game in wrestling. We've heard his promos. Nobody can stand up to him, and that's obviously what's keeping both these two coming back. But no, I'm with you, Vince. I think that Brock is a side chick. He knows that he's a side chick, and he's just trying to start shit to start shit. Like, he's out here starting shit to start shit for no reason. He's like, oh, yeah, he was at my house this morning. We already went over the contract. So he didn't do that with
I'm
you?
I'm petty.
Oh. Mm-hmm. That's some bullshit.
One more thing, my bad. I forgot to say. I'm definitely spitting out Madcap. Madcap. No. Happy Talk. Ooh. That shit sounds like that should be on Pornhub. Happy Talk sounds like a Pornhub show. Just saying.
But it ain't.
Happy Ending ain't. Talk would be.
What they did to Riddick Moss, from being a beast in the Raw Underground to this goofy ass shit, nah, I'm spitting that shit out twice over. Matter of fact, warn me before you come. Like, I don't know. So I don't want to taste it. I'm cool. Go ahead, Cheech.
Well, I think Cheech kind of prematurely spat the fact that the contract signing was in that half hour crossover part of SmackDown, and I agree with the timing. Probably wasn't the best. They probably should just like given it like the main event slot to the women and have that be like the thing that leads you in to the half hour. You know, that probably would have been the better placement of everything. But,
or give us the last part of that Usos tag match commercial free and then the women's match. Or the majority of the Usos Street Profits tag match commercial free and the women's match. However you want to do it.
Mm-hmm. What about you, Matt? Where are you spitting?
Really, the only thing I'm going to spit is same thing as JT. Like, I got to spit that terrible fucking Madcap Moss, Happy Talk bullshit. I know TC... And part of me thinks TC's just trolling the entire internet community with this. But, like, I know TC loves Happy Corbin. He's the only person I know that loves Happy Corbin. This whole gimmick is trash. Madcap Moss is trash. I cannot stand it. I hate it. I did forget to mention one thing. I missed two things, actually. We also had Naomi losing to Sonya and Shayna in that handicap match. Sonya came out. And then she's like, hey, I forgot to tell you because you left my office. I told you to not leave my office before I'm done talking to you, with her disrespectful Karen ass. It's a handicap match. It's me and Shayna. And then Shayna and Sonya just went down there and beat the shit out of her for 3 minutes. Naomi got a little bit of offense. It's a story. I'm going to let that slide, but I really would have liked to just straight up, and I'm sure we will, see Sonya and Naomi. So mm-hmm. I'm looking forward to that. And we had a Hit Row package to get us hyped for Hit Row coming. But yeah, no, really. And then Boogs and fucking Nakamura came out for what? So Boogs could do Boogs things and like yell Nakamura's name. And
I love Rick Boogs. Let me have this.
I know you love boogers. I get it.
Oh, man.
Yeah, that's it.
Overall, though, SmackDown Spare Swallow, guys.
You got to unmute yourself, JT.
Man, this seems to be a running thing. I do this on my show all the time. Where I just be talking. They be like, yo, Papa. Nah. I'm going to say overall, I am going to swallow. I'm going to swallow SmackDown, but can I just say one thing?
Mm-hmm.
I'm definitely spitting FS1 out because, you know, these motherfuckers didn't even promote the show. That shit wasn't promoted on Twitter. It wasn't promoted on IG. Not one single social media post to say, tune in to SmackDown tonight on FS1.
Yeah, that's bullshit. That wasn't good. But what about you, Cheech?
Yeah, I'm spitting it all out because. I thought that it was going to be, you know, like a solid show. And for some reason, the hype was elsewhere, you know, with what the other show was doing. And I didn't feel the same with SmackDown, you know, even though they added that 30 minutes. But man, like this, my man said, Fox Sports 1, you know what I mean? It just didn't feel like you have to watch it, you know, because it's there, you know, like, I skip it, you know? So I think that didn't help either, you know? So, go on.
Fair enough. I'm swallowing. Strictly off of the Street Profits versus Usos. They could have given me that match and fucking Matt Riddle for the other hour and a half, and I would have still swallowed because that was a fantastic match. Like, those guys really tore it down. I was watching Daniel Bryan versus Minoru Suzuki and the Usos versus the Street Profits, and I was having a hard time deciding where my attention needed to be. They were both pulling me back and forth. It was a tug of war. 1 minute I'm sitting over here and I'm like, oh shit, what's going on SmackDown? Next minute I see Daniel Bryan almost get knocked the fuck out, which we'll talk about, and then I'm watching that. So the fact that a match that people have been waiting for to see and blah 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 blah, and this whole open door shit, and that's so hyped up for those kind of wrestling fans, which is a kind of wrestling style I do enjoy, but that being over there and being for free on YouTube, and then the Usos and Street Profits, you know, on par with a Minoru Suzuki and a Daniel Bryan as far as keeping my attention in the match, I got to swallow the whole show just for that.
Yeah, I mean, the street fight by itself, like, is worthy enough, but also, like we've already mentioned, Sasha and Becky Lynch, like, it was such a fantastic match. I'm all for the drama and the messiness of the Paul Heyman, Brock Lesnar, Roman Reigns love triangle. Give me more of that. And just those three things in of itself are enough. And there were some things that I can't spit, but overall, I want to go ahead and give SmackDown a swallow.
Me and Vince are easy, so give us one thing we like, we're swallowing.
Yeah.
JT, where do you want to go next? You want to go NXT or Rampage?
Let's go to NXT to kind of soften the palate, you know.
Okay. So we kick it off with Swerve in the parking lot. B-Fab and Top Dollar got jumped and kidnapped. Ashanti Adonis is missing. Then we got an interview with Swerve where he talks about how Legato, you know, they think they did something, but they're going to bring his demons out tonight in that main event match for the North American Championship. Ciampa defeats Joe Wayne Gacy. This creepy ass motherfucker. He's in the ring, cuts a promo. He's doing the whole cancel culture thing, talking about snowflakes and inclusivity and toxic masculinity, and kind of playing up that this whole idea as a heel. We got Harland in the crowd also being creepy. After the match, after Ciampa gets the win, Harland lays out Ciampa post-match, grabs Gacy by the throat, and then this man just like reaches out like he's fucking Black Widow and starts stroking dude's cheek. And he gets all shy, pops a boner, and runs away to go hide. Didn't know how to handle himself. My favorite attraction, Toxic Attraction, cuts a promo. We got Mandy going for the women's title, Gigi and JC for the tag titles. And then Mandy lets us know that whether she's blonde, brown, green, blue, doesn't matter. She's still the baddest bitch, no matter her hair color. We got a mystery promo for a Halloween Havoc, looks like debut or return. Someone says they're going to bury the past and begin again. We saw a little shadow of the person, kind of looks like Dakota Kai. I think it's Ember Moon, just based off what Ember Moon's been doing lately, so we will see. Mm-hmm. Then we got Zion Quinn defeating Malik Blade. They tore it down. They did a good job. Ciampa interview. GYV comes in, talks shit about Ciampa losing to the big bad booty breaker, and then Braun shows up and says he's got Ciampa's back until Halloween Havoc. Then they're going to go at it. Ivy Nile makes her in-ring debut, defeating Valentina Ferraz. We get an in-ring promo from Bivens putting over the Diamond Mind. Jiro shows up, probably shouldn't have. Interrupts, says he wants a shot at the Cruiserweight title, pisses off one of the Creed brothers, and then loses to Julius Creed. And then as Diamond Mind's beating him down, Kushida comes in to make the save and also gets laid out by Diamond Mind. Raquel accepts the challenge, but says it's going to be a spin the wheel, make a deal match against Mandy Rose at Halloween Havoc. We got lashing out. Lash Legend basically says that Hit Row are the legends of the week. And my boy Tony D'Angelo don't get no love.
Tony D'Angelo.
I'm hurt by that.
Yeah, no. Fuck Tony D'Angelo. I'm with Rick Havoc on that one. I ain't feeling Tony D'Angelo.
Listen, he is an Italian from Chicago. When you say fuck Tony D'Angelo, you say fuck Matt Ritter.
And if I do that's not how you want to take if that's how you want to take it, man. By all means, Vince, take it up the ass.
Dunn and Holland lose to O'Reilly and Wagner. Andre Chase breaks down match footage after beating Jones and kicks a kid out of his class because apparently he is a college professor. Like, I don't know what the fuck that's about. My boy Tony cuts a promo and puts Lash Legend's producer in his trunk for disrespecting him, teaching lessons. Put that man in the trunk. Duke Hudson defeats Grayson Waller. We got Indy and Persia defeating Saray and Amari Miller. Indy gives Dexter a kiss before going out. He watches from backstage, and then EO and Zoe and Toxic Attraction come out. We get a big women's tag division brawl. Waller coaches Grimes on how to get ladies because apparently with all that money, Grimes has no game whatsoever. So Grayson's going to help him out. We got a solo.
Damn.
He doesn't. We saw that. Poor guy. Solo Sikoa package. I believe that is Baby Uso.
Is it?
I think so. And then in our main event, Swerve defeats Santos Escobar to retain the North American Championship. And then, ladies and gentlemen, with all of Hit Row gone, Carmelo Hayes and Trick Williams come down to have Swerve's back, take out Legato during the match. Hayes cashes in his title shot, defeats Swerve, and is your new North American champion. What are we swallowing from NXT?
Cheech, JT, one of you guys want to go first this time?
I'm putting on Cheech first. Oh, me? Okay. First and foremost, Vince, you have to say fuck Tony.
Hey, you know what? I meant it with my whole soul, man. He may represent Matt, but he does not represent all of Chicago. And I don't, if he wanted to claim he's from some other city, I'm all for it, man. But I'm not feeling Tony D'Angelo. I don't get the hype behind Tony D'Angelo.
Have you been to Little Italy?
No. He's a Fugazi. That's all I'm going to say about it.
Well, let me go ahead and start off here. Put on my Vito Corleone for you real quick. I'm going to spit anything from this show. I'm going to swallow. I say, y'all say, definitely have to swallow Toxic Attraction because they're toxic. Definitely have to swallow Carmelo Hayes because he doesn't miss. I put out a hit, he hits him every single time. Lash Legend, every single time. But my bambino, my boy, my guy, Tony, I have to swallow. Because Tony does not fucking miss, okay? The man is fire. He's actually, and I'm going to say this, he's probably one of the top five gimmicks that they're trying to push that's actually going to get over. Mm-hmm. He's going to get over. Also, I'm going to have to definitely swallow from that show. It's a stretch, but I'm going to swallow the whole Holland Joe Casey interaction because my man just put his hand to his face.
He defused the whole situation.
He just touched him. No, stop, calm down. He just touched him on his face. And it did something to him because his whole mold changed. It changed.
Don't try that shit at home, guys. Don't try that shit at home. It won't work.
That shit at home, you end up in the hospital. Like, no, don't do that. Yo, my man, chill out. It's like I don't see that happening in a real life situation. Like you got some wrestling fans.
Some wrestling fans might be crazy enough to test that theory out. You know, you guys let me know how that shit works out for you guys. You know, come back and get back to us about it. But
listen, I'm telling you right now, Joe Wayne Gacy is going to be hosting Halloween Havoc from a white van in the NXT parking lot, and Harlan's going to be in that motherfucker just kidnapping people. We're not going to see them again. They're going to come back looking like Michael Cole pinned up against the wall from what's his
name?
Hyde and Wright.
Yeah, just scared and confused and distraught. There is some weird serial killer abduction, possible rapist vibes going on between those two. I'm not sure I'm comfortable with it at all. We grew up in Chicago. You're a little younger than me, Vince, so you might not remember John Wayne Gacy, but that was still somewhat prevalent. The man in the clown paint, near and dear to our hearts, near right over there, just over the border in Indiana. Yeah. So this man taking the last name Gacy and then being this creepy just doesn't sit well with me. It kind of, I'm not afraid of a lot of things, but that man and then the way he was touching Harlan, like,
you would think you'd be more afraid of Harlan as opposed to Joe Wayne Gacy, but listen, Joe Wayne Gacy gives me the creeps, man.
I said it last week. Harlan looks like Brock Lesnar fucks Snitsky. Like, I'm not scared of that man. That man don't do shit to me.
He does, though. That's the weird part. Like, you know, I'm sitting there looking at it, and I'm just imagining, it's like, yeah. It's like they was like, let's make a specimen here. Give me a little bit of Lesnar. Give me a little bit of Snitsky.
A little bit of Snitsky, put them together.
Oh, boom. My gosh.
Go ahead, Peach.
I'm definitely spitting that too, man, because I don't know. That Harlan, I was suspecting him a different way, and I know they're trying to introduce new people and new characters, but I don't know. It just didn't fit him. I think the haircut that he had was awesome, you know? But that
Super was crazy. Saiyan.
Yeah, yeah. Like, you know what I mean?
Like Android 17.
Listen, I was never I was never on the Parker Burdeau train. Like, I thought the man's name was a douchebag before they changed to Harlan. I was like, this dude kind of looks like a slightly out of shape Brock Lesnar. Like, I never saw the hype outside of he kind of looks like Brock Lesnar. I don't know what this man can do, and until he gets in the ring and shows me something and impresses me, I've got a innate already distaste for this man before he's even done anything, so he's really got to prove me wrong.
You know, you guys were talking about like he kind of looks like Brock Lesnar but bald, but when I see him with
Brock Lesnar fucks Snitsky.
And then before then he's saying that he looked like Brock with the hair and stuff, but with his whole getup and how he looks now, he kind of just looks like a bald I'm trying to blank on his fucking name. Eric right Rowan? Now. No, not Eric Rowan. He was Solomon Crowe in WWE.
Callahan?
Yeah, Sammy Callahan.
Sammy Callahan. He looks like a bald, clean-shaven, like Sammy Callahan with tattoos. That's kind of what he looks like to me right now, to be fair.
Like Sammy Callahan took a shower?
Like Sammy Callahan took a shower and decided to shave all fucking body hair and facial hair and head hair and everything. Is there anything you're swallowing from the show, Cheech?
Yeah, I'm definitely swallowing Ron Breaker when he comes on. I'm heavy on dude, you know what I mean? Like, I just booty wish breaker. Oh man, big booty breaker. Yeah, but I think he's great, man. I just wish, you know, the name was still attached, but if you know, and some people might question why is he being pushed and blah, blah, blah. But this is, you know, once in every other generation type of wrestler, you know what I mean? And I think he's going to be, you know, great as long as he be put around the, you know, the good storylines and the great matchup, you know. But but also, I'm going to take my time just to just stay there. Let him just squirt all over me. The toxic attraction. Oh, man. Yes, I'm swallowing all that. That's cool.
I'm with you there, Cheech. I'm with you there, Cheech. I'm swallowing toxic attraction. Everything from the whole show, like the opening promo, JC and Gigi coming out to confront to confront Persia and Indy Hartwell. I thought that was great. They setting up the triple threat tag title match for Halloween Havoc. Swallowing Swerve versus Santos Escobar, that main event was really fucking good. I love that main event.
Did you go in thinking Santos was gonna win?
Yeah.
Were you disappointed when he didn't?
No, because I fucking love Swerve too. So like, it's kind of like I love Santos Escobar as much as the next guy, but man, Swerve's like fantastic right now. Like he can't miss. Like I know we talking about Melo can't miss, but Swerve can't miss right now. And speaking of Melo, like him cashing in his title opportunity being the new North American champion was fantastic. Want to swallow Ivy Nile's debut? I thought she was impressive. I liked what I saw from her. There's some prospect there. And as much as I hated him up until this point, I'm going to swallow the Chase University like backstage stuff. Just because he got bleeped out, he cussed him out, I would have fucking died laughing if my teacher tried to cuss out a student in the middle of class. Like, that shit would have been hilarious. For the simple reason he cussed out that one guy. That's the only reason. I thought it was hilarious.
See?
What about you, man?
You guys basically said it all. I'm gonna double down on swallowing Tony D'Angelo. That man put Lash Legends producer in the trunk for disrespecting him. How can you not love a man who lives his gimmick and put a dude in the trunk? Like, dude came in and he's like, this Tony D'Angelo dude was trying to get on the show. She's like, yeah, Tony, you ain't getting no time on my show. He's like, oh, okay, well, this motherfucker, we're giving him cement boots, dropping him to the bottom of the Chicago River. He's gone. I'll be on that show. I'm all for Tony. Let him do it. And Saints of Newark just came out on HBO Max, so there's no better time to, you know, capitalize on the opportunity. No. But, oh, yeah, I am. Yeah. I watched it. It was damn good. But no better time to capitalize on the opportunity of this kind of character when The Sopranos has now returned to us in the form of this movie, this prequel movie that's out on HBO Max. So, like, come on. Vince, come on. You got to get on the Tony D'Angelo train.
Right. I can't do it, man. I can't get in that Tony D'Angelo train. Man, I can't even feel his gear, man. Like, his gear is, like, lazy as hell. I don't like it. I'm not
feeling it. I also appreciate that the man's a brawler. Like, he came in, yeah, he hit some moves, but mostly he's a brawler. And what would you expect from a Italian thug gangster is punches and kicks and brawling. Like,
style fits
the character, too.
I wasn't talking about the style. I was talking about the gear. I wasn't feeling, like, what he decides to...
Like, he dresses like Big Vito.
Yeah.
Like, ain't feeling it. Ain't feeling it.
You're a hater.
This is like his gear, whack. His t-shirt, whack. His hat, whack.
Wife beater, whack.
Whack.
Chest hair,
so you just,
whack.
So hair, what I'm hearing whack. Is you just don't like Italians. That's what I'm hearing. Like, we're back on your D'Lo Brown bullshit.
I like you, man.
Back on your D'Lo Brown bullshit because that is an Italian style that you were just shitting all over.
Yeah, I was about to say, because I'm about 15% Italian, though. Don't do us like that, bro.
No. Just Tony D'Angelo. Just Tony D'Angelo. I fucks with Italians. I just don't fuck with Tony D'Angelo. Mm-hmm.
All right, what are we doing? Spin or swallowing NXT overall? I'm swallowing it. It was a damn good show.
I'm swallowing NXT.
Yeah, the only spit I was going to have is Joe Wayne Gacy versus Ciampa, because I thought the match was whack. I didn't care about it. Cool, Kyle and Von Wagner beating Pete Dunne and Rich Holland, whatever type of match, and spitting Tony D'Angelo because he doesn't represent us from Chicago.
Hater.
No matter what Matt and me say.
Well, he doesn't represent you, but you're a Latino from Chicago. He represents me. I'm an Italian from Chicago. See, that's the difference. He's not representing you, but he is representing some of us. So... And you've never been, how have you never been to Little Italy?
Don't question me. This, I'm not on trial here.
You this are right now, motherfucker. You
no, we is not going there. Move on.
We'll go
sir.
To cafeteria court over this shit. Anyway, Cheech, spit or swallow, NXT.
Oh, I'm swallow. Yeah, because definitely I didn't expect that ending either. You know what I mean? Like, no to worries. Tell you the truth, I didn't watch it towards the end. So I seen, boom. I went to bed. I wake up the next morning and I see Carmelo Hayes all over. I'm like, what the fuck? That definitely caught me by surprise. So let's say I had a wet dream. Yes, took it all in the face. Yes.
So all in NXT as well, man. Like the closing of NXT was fantastic with Melo, Swerve, and Santos Escobar, Toxic Attraction. There was a lot of good on there.
It was really good, man. Full on facial. Damn swallowing. Just facial, baby. Just terrible. Just. I'm with it. Next team.
Let's hit Rampage. So we kick off the buy-in of Rampage with Tay Conti defeating Santana Garrett. We also have an American top team package where they put over Junior Dos Santos because they got the main event match, the six-man tag. We got Lee Moriarty losing to Bobby Fish. And also Tree Seaman Danielson defeating Minoru Suzuki in a banger of a match. Suzuki at one point hit Daniel Bryan with a forearm that I was worried was going to take him out of competition with his concussion history. Just laid that man out, straight forearm to the jaw. They beat the shit out of each other. Main show, Punk defeats Matt Sydal. Ruby defeats Allie. Penelope Ford comes out, jumps Ruby Riot. Allie lays Ruby out with the Nux post-match. The Dark Order challenged the Super Clit to a match because they're back and Hangman's back. And yeah, they got Hangman's back, even though he doesn't want it. Then our main event, the Inner Circle lose to American Top Team and the Men of the Year. We had a big brawl after the match and the return to the Inner Circle of Proud and Powerful, which I've been bitching about for weeks as to why my boys are not out there saving Sammy, supporting him in his TNT title win, and having his back. If the Inner Circle is still a thing, it didn't make any sense to me. So Proud and Powerful are back, making the save, getting in the mix. Rampage, what are we swallowing?
Go ahead, guys.
Yeah, guess first. Ahead, bro.
Guess first, okay.
Yeah.
Cheech, you want to start off on this one?
Why not? Fuck it. No, bro. Okay. it wasn't let's say the Rampage that we expected, like let's say after the first dance, you know, the hype. This Rampage was solid, you know, even though like what was the purpose him fighting Matt Sydal? Fuck it. It's a good match, you know what I mean? So, you know, we got CM Punk, Ty Conti, who is, you know what I mean, she had progress and you know, Cherry Bomb, aka Alley Cat, you know, not Alley Cat, my bad, Alley. She got her match or whatever. Like that, I spit, you know what I mean? I wasn't really into that, you know what I mean? At the end, the fact that, you know, like you said, Power and Powerful came back, it was definitely, you know, a good sight seeing them all back together. Maybe there's, you know, they might be getting some type of War Games type-ish with all the stables that they have. But, that buy-in, for sure, you know what I mean? Like, I'm a Lee Moriarty guy. It was great seeing him in the big stage. You know, Bobby Fish, give me Red Dragon, then we talk. Other than that, fuck out of here. You know what I'm saying? Like, Lee Moriarty should have won. Lee Moriarty should have won, man. But, yeah, it was solid, man. I just made sure I stretched. I got on my knees. I took it all in the face. Now follow that shit.
What do you got, JT?
Well, goddamn, she's just a little nasty little one, ain't she? You stretching everything for this one, huh? God damn it, Dale. Give it to me. No, but listen, I'm definitely, I have to start off with my swallows for tonight. If I'm going to swallow anything, it's definitely going to be Bryan versus Suzuki. That was unbelievable. It's one of those things where AEW gives you the matches that you dreamed of type of things. You know what I'm saying? So that was a good present for the fans for free on YouTube. By the way, I think 73,000 people tuned into that. You know, so 73 less 1,000 viewers for SmackDown. But
unless they were like me and they were watching it side by side.
Yeah, side by side. But I think the diehards probably about 70,000. But I'm definitely swallowing that. I definitely swallow Lee Moriarty only because he home team. you know, representing. I remember the first time seeing this kid wrestle about 2.5-3 years ago. The first time I actually seen him wrestle was for, I want to say, it wasn't AIW. I think it was, I just can't call the name of the promotion. It's just retired to some weird thing. But, Pro Wrestling something, but I forgot the name of it. But Lee is home team, so we got a rivalry.
Tiger style.
Tiger style all day. And also, Bobby Fish, like, back to what Chief was saying, if it ain't Red Dragon, if it ain't a tag team, not saying that Bobby Fish is not a good singles competitor, but he is just as interesting to me as actually listening to Ben Stein talk. That's how interesting he is.
If I'm playing devil's advocate here, for the reason I would speculate that Bobby Fish beat Lee Moriarty was for the sole reason that he has a match against Bryan Danielson on Dynamite tonight. So if he loses to Lee Moriarty, that's kind of like a throwaway match, because Bryan Danielson is like 10 times like power level wise, if we're trying to take things to like the Dragon Ball Z aspect of things, his power level is way higher than Lee Moriarty. And if Bobby Fish loses to him, then he has zero chance to go up against Daniel Bryan or even put up a good contest against Daniel Bryan. That's my only devil's advocate thing I'm going to go ahead and throw out there. But you're right. I would have loved to see Lee Moriarty get that win there.
It's power level. It's unmatched. Kakarot. Another Dragon Ball Z reference. Last thing I want to swallow from that night. I want to go ahead and swallow. Let's go ahead and swallow the CM Punk versus Matt Sydal. That's kind of like right in the middle of spit and swallow, because it was sloppy towards the end there. Mm-hmm. Very, very sloppy, like sloppy toppy sloppy, just everywhere.
So you're gonna gargle that one. You can gargle undecidedly.
Yeah. I'm undecided. I'm gonna gargle that one there. And last but not least, I definitely want to go ahead and swallow. Let's go. Oh no, I already said Brian versus Suzuki.
Suzuki, yeah. Yep.
Yeah, that's to me, the rest of the show, I'm spitting. They won all of that.
So I guess with me, I'm just gonna swallow Tay Conti whenever she's on my screen, because it's Tay fucking Conti. Lee Moriarty swallowing the fact that man put on a solid match and got signed to AEW after the fact. Bryan Danielson versus Suzuki, swallowed that twice. I actually probably want to go back and watch it one more time and actually just like sit there and really enjoy it. Then Punk versus Matt Sydal, best match on the actual Rampage card, because yes, it was sloppy, but you know, man, sometimes, you know, like that's the best blowjob you can get, man. When the sloppier, the better. You know, sometimes you need a little sloppiness with that BJ. It just makes it all that much better. That's kind of like CM Punk's wrestling style now. It's sloppy, man. That's what he's giving you on night in, night out basis, but at least it's consistent with the sloppiness. You know, it's going to be there. But also, too, it's also Punk like working his way back into ring shape, into rhythm, trying to get timing to things. This is probably the most difficult match he's had to do just in terms of like pace, because they went for a very long time, like other than like maybe the Darby match, like he looked like he was blown up at the end of that match, but it was all very fucking good. And I like what they're doing with Punk, slowly building him up, slowly getting to that crescendo. And just want to swallow the fact that this man went back in with the trunks instead of the tights, because that tights look ain't it. I keep saying that week after week, don't do the tights, bro. You ain't Bret Hart. You can't do it. You're not HBK. You can't rock it. You can't do it. Just stick with the trunks or go back to the basketball shorts like you were doing back in Ring of Honor, you know? But yeah, that's about all I'm swallowing. Oh, and Ruby Soho, just because I like Ruby Soho.
Shout out to JJ. Got to swallow Ruby for JJ.
Swallow Ruby for JJ, yeah.
Shout out to JJ, man. JJ is like one of the best.
Mm-hmm. You know, I'm swallowing Santana and Tay. both of them. Happy Santana found a place after WWE released her to go do some shit. So it was a fun match. Tastes fantastic. Love seeing her out there. Basically everything you guys said. Like, I got nothing else to add to that. Tree Seaman versus Suzuki was fantastic. Punk versus Seidel was what it was. What are we spitting?
American Top Team. Fuck American.
You didn't
top
even
team.
Watch the match.
I don't need to watch this. It to not give a fuck about what American Top Team God. Does. Like, I got up to the Ruby Soho match and I stopped watching because I didn't give two fucks about that. Like, I don't care any like, even the promo, like, I don't give a fuck, man. I don't give a fuck. And what sucks is that I love Scorpio Sky and I love Ethan Page, but everything surrounding them with American Top Team, trash, garbage. Get off my screen. Don't like
Basura.
It. Basura. Yes, thank you. Thank you, JT. But yeah, I'm spending all that shit. And yeah, that's about it. Everything else was just kind of gargle. Everything else was just kind of gargle or a swallow.
Cheech?
Cheech?
Yeah, I'm definitely going to spit on that match of Ty Conti and Alley Cat. I keep saying Alley Cat, damn it.
Well, there is in the wrestler the called Alley Cat.
So
yeah,
it was.
I know, but
it was Ruby and Allie.
Ruby and Allie. Why I keep saying? But anyway.
I mean, Ruby. I got Ty on the brain too. I understand it. Like, when she's out there, it's kind of hard to see anything better. Else.
Latinas do it better if you ask her.
Yeah, man. Like, before it would be some drift on the balls, but not no more, man. I don't get that out of her. It's just more like on my face. You know, definitely that match. You know what I mean? Like, it didn't do it for me. Definitely. Spit, but and another thing, whenever the Dark Order's on my screen, it just, man, I'm erectile dysfunction, man. Like, I just don't want to deal with them motherfuckers. They're over, you know what I mean? They're so overdue. I don't know why they're still in our, you know, we know why, but it's just fuck. Definitely I spit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. JT,
well, I'm spitting, excuse me. Can't take this shit no more. All right. A couple things I gotta spit. First thing I gotta spit right off the top. CM Punk's trunks. Not his trunks, but his long pants. Yeah.
The tights.
The tights. Gotta spit that out. I'm also gonna spit out, if we talking about spitting, definitely gotta go ahead and spit the tie. Ty Conti, so I'm gonna go ahead and piggyback on that. I'm also gonna spit out the Inner Circle versus American Top Team, only because of the fact that the top team does nothing for me. The only time anyone's top team would be doing anything for me is if I'm getting top. So if I'm not getting top, top team is not going. I also gotta spit out. Chris Jericho inside the ring with Junior DeSantos, like, that shit's not even believable. Like, this is an MMA fighter, but then again, does wrestling make sense? But nah, I gotta spit the hell. And I also definitely got to spit out the fact that these guys, what's these guys' names? The tag team. I'm missing that last name. Fuck,
them to my talk. Men of the Year?
Proud and Powerful. I'm spitting them out because they haven't done anything for them.
You know, up until now.
Up until now, but still, it shouldn't even take that long. Like, the hottest tag teams to ever grace tag team wrestling in the last decade, you signed them onto your company. And you wait this long to give them a title or even a title shot or even inside the actual storyline. I got to spit out the fact that Jack Hager is inside the ring. Okay. Why is he on my screen? Okay. All right. He was born in WWE. He's born in AEW. Okay. The only thing Swagger / Hager had going for himself was We the People. Other than that, but ain't We the People? I don't want to see the bullshit. And Last but not least, he is not as hot as he makes himself out to be as an MMA fighter, okay? The people that he's fighting are trash. If he pull that shit in USC, he'll be another CM Punk.
Damn. Vince, did you do your spits already?
Yes, I spat American Top. American.
Oh,
top
yeah, team. That's right. You spat the thing you didn't even watch. I remember now. yeah, I gotta go with you guys. Dark Order, I don't give a shit about them. Fucking Johnny Tiny Hands and that whole thing just doesn't do it for me. Riding Hangman's Jock, Inner Circle main event, American Top Team, Junior Dos Santos in-ring debut wasn't anything. Like, it's not like they did with Junior Dos Santos what WWE did with Bad Bunny. Like, you didn't make the man look amazing.
Bad Bunny busted out a Canadian Destroyer and actually went and trained the Performance Center. Don't question Bad Bunny's commitment to this sport.
I was literally putting Bad Bunny over. I said they didn't do with Junior Dos Santos what WWE did with Bad Bunny, saying
Junior Dos Santos didn't put in the work like Bad Bunny, Matt. Reiterate your sentence.
Bad Bunny was good. This was not. That is what I'm saying. Jesus.
Yeah. You gotta chill. Hey, Matt, you gotta chill, bro. Listen. There's three people you can't talk about in the Latino culture, and Bad Bunny is one of them.
I was putting the man over. It's not like I was shitting on him like this man did Tony D'Angelo.
It's Bad Bunny, Selena, and Eddie Guerrero. You can't say shit about those three. Everybody else, have at it. It could be good or bad.
No, Vince had his Latino card question when he was shitting on Hoobie, but that's neither here nor there.
You were shitting on Hoobie?
I said he was the third best member of the Mexicos. I stand by that statement because Mexico's was not WCW, Mexico's is WWE. If you look at what the body of work in WWE as Mexico's, he's the least productive one. Yes, he won the Cruiserweight title, but he had it for a cup of tea and then dropped it to who? I don't even remember.
Hoovy's Hoovy, plain and simple. Don't be disrespectful. Overall, Rampage, spit or swallow.
Swallow, just if we're counting the buy-in, then I'm swallowing. If we're not counting the buy-in,
we are. It's the whole show.
So the full 2 hours, then I'm a swallow just because of Bryan Danielson versus Suzuki and CM Punk's match.
Mm-hmm.
And I got to see Ty Conti, so I always want to swallow Ty Conti.
Cheech, I saw you doing you swallowing it?
Yes, sir. All over, you know, facial all day. No, I'll tell you, you know, I'm definitely swallowing. That was a good Friday night of, you know, of wrestling, you know, like I was looking forward to it. You know, they doing different things, I guess, in the fact of how they promoting shit. And then they hit us back with, you know, the next day, you know, the all hands on deck, you know. So hopefully we see Arn Anderson smacking Cody again. But yeah, definitely as well.
Mm-hmm. Cheat or JT?
Gargle?
Fair.
I'm kind of with you, but I feel like I'm going to let that Daniel Bryan, Tree Stephen Danielson versus Suzuki match sway me, and I'm going to swallow because, I mean, they did kill it. Even though it was on YouTube, it wasn't technically Rampage. It was the buy-in. That was a really damn good match. So if it was just Rampage itself and it wasn't the buy-in shit, I probably would have gargled or spit. If we add in the buy-in, I'm going to swallow. All right, JT, what was your favorite show this week?
Hands down, favorite show, if I had to go with it, it's going to be the A Show, SmackDown.
Favorite show, SmackDown? Cheech, favorite show this week?
Yeah, I must say it's NXT.
NXT, Vince.
Oof. I'm going to go ahead and say SmackDown, just because I liked a little bit more of the wrestling that they gave me there. And I don't want to give Rampage the buy-in. I don't want to give him the benefit of the doubt. I want to give that its own separate thing.
Well, this is a first because I'm going NXT. I definitely thought NXT was better than SmackDown. So we're divided 2-2. And technically, I can't do what I normally do and just say that it's my show, so I have the overruling vote because, Vince, you're here now this week. I normally do that when you're not here. So for the first time ever, I think – on their first episode with Marks and Mikes, we are going to say that SmackDown and NXT were the best shows of the week.
They can bang this one out together.
and NXT with the Smack and Raw podcast, because I'm with Cheech. NXT killed it. You gave me Big Booty Breaker. You gave me Carmelo as champion. Like, damn good shit. So, all right, Cheech, JT, if you guys have a PSA, because I know you guys like to do that on your show, now would be the time to do that. Otherwise, also plug where they can find Marks with Mikes. Check you guys out. I know you guys just dropped a new episode with Tiff from Down for the Count that I was listening to about halfway through. So far, fantastic.
Well, definitely appreciate that. So first and foremost, make sure y'all do follow us on all social media platforms, whether it be Twitter, IG, the Book of Faces. It is all the same. It's the name of the gimmick, Marks with Mikes. That is MarksWithMics. And that is the same on YouTube and all your podcast platforms. Very easy. Very easy. It sounds just the way it's spelled. Also, PSA. We all on Pornhub, so I'm going to have to change it up. COVID is still here. As we usually say, man, hey, listen, the best way to defeat COVID, you want to make sure you start off with great hygiene, okay? Wash your hands, wash your ass, use soap. Cheech, how these people got to do that, Poppy?
Remember, face to ass, not ass to face.
Very simple. If you're trying to survive this, man, you gotta wash your face before you wash your ass. If you wash your ass first, then wash your face. And with a bum bump, gotta use soap. Soap is key essential. And hey, make sure you definitely follow us everywhere, of course, merch store, and spread those positive vibes out there, man. Positive vibes
going. And your rules about COVID and washing face to ass, not ass to face, also applies on Pornhub, because A, you won't not only want to be protected, but also want to be clean, wash your hands, wash your ass before you engage in any sexual activity. Mm-hmm. And mouth to ass, not ass to mouth.
That works. That works.
Put it on a t-shirt. Put it on the t-shirt.
Yeah, that's a t-shirt right there.
That's a t-shirt right there. Mouth to ass, not ass to mouth. Unless you're having a threesome, that's totally different. Totally
different story.
Different story.
For sure, for sure.
Go ahead and plug your shit.
Obviously, you guys can find me on all social media platforms at SES Vince. On in the bio for my social media, Instagram and Twitter, you'll be able to find my linktree.com/SES Vince, where you can find all my straight talk content, where we talk Bulls, wrestling, anime, and all that nerdy shit, just like we do here in Creation World. Matt was just recently on the latest episode of Straight Talk with Katie. We did our mock draft of our rosters. If you haven't already, I think we still have like one more day or like maybe like 2 hours by the time Travis drops this fucking episode. So go ahead and vote and see who had the better roster. Spoiler warning, it was me. That's what the consensus vote says right now, Matt. Coming from the guy that's coming in third place in that vote, I think it's safe to say that I had the better roster again. But also go ahead and check out the new show, Spit or Swallow, hosted by yours truly. We talked about the actual WWE draft, so we're going to be having an in-depth analysis of that. So go ahead and check that out. The YouTube exclusive, Spit or Swallow.
You take out all Benji's burner accounts, you're in last, but that's neither here nor there. You guys can follow me on Twitter at Matt Ritter. That's at MattRidder. Also, Creation World is the banner under which the Smack and Raw podcast exists. You guys check them out at creationworld.com, the Creation World on Twitter and Instagram. That's TheCreationWorld. Facebook.com/creationworld. There's also Facebook for this podcast, which is facebook.com/group/smackandraw. Real chill over there. So if you're on Facebook, you want to talk wrestling and not have a lot of drama, come check us out. We do chats for every show over there. And we have a Twitter and Instagram for this podcast. It is at Smack and Raw Pod. I run the Twitter. Vince runs the Instagram. So if you're not following that, go follow that and check that out.
Yes, sir.
No one has anything else.
No.
For Mr. 6 foot nine, El Cheech, the Pornhub Poppy, I am the Warden Matt Ritter. We are Smack and Raw, and we are the number one wrestling podcast on Pornhub.
Later, y'all.
Later. Yo, thank you for letting me smack it raw with you all today.
Oh, baby, I like it raw.